When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Farmers make up less than 2% of the population, but they are responsible for feeding the world. And that's why preserving natural resources for generations to come is vital in agriculture. For farmers, Earth Day is every day. Brooke Trustum joins us in studio. She's the sixth generation on her family's dairy farm in Evansville, Larson Acres. Brooke, you've told me this before. Your farm celebrates Earth Day every day, both in the barn and in the field. How?
A few years ago, we switched and went away from using tanker trucks to haul our manure from the farm to the fields. And we did that for the overall benefit of our community and to be more sustainable with our roadways, especially. Our roadways and just keeping more trucks off the road. We switched to a 5 miles of a 10-inch drag line. So that way we're able to keep less trucks off the road. We do still have trucks coming in and out of the farm, but that way we're able to make a bit of an impact to better our community overall.
Can you ballpark for us just how many trips that you've reduced or how many trucks that you've taken off the road by switching to a drag line?
When we were using the tankering trucks, we were running probably 4 trucks in and out of the farm 12 hours a day. So where they were taking load after load. Oh, geez, probably had to be 50 loads a truck at least a day.
How many cows do you have on the farm?
We have 2,500 cows. So we milk 2,500 cows and run about 5,500 acres owned and rented land.
So that's one way that you're able to better use the nutrients that come out of the cow. Yep. How else are you using those nutrients in a sustainable way?
Yep. So we're using the nutrients that come from the cow. So we get the milk from the cow, then we also get the other stuff. So we get the manure, and we're able to use that to applicate onto our fields. So we're able to use that and kind of fork it into the ground. So you're making sure that those nutrients are properly applied to the land, making sure that it's getting right to the point of where it's going to work for the best for our crops.
That's not the only thing in the barn that you guys are doing with conservation in mind or environmental sustainability in mind. The bedding for the cow is another way that you can do better for the planet, right?
Yep. So we like to tell people that our cows sleep on the beach. Our cows every day go to the parlor and then they come back and they take a nice cozy nap on the beach with our recycled sand. We went from having 30 truckloads in and out of the farm of sand every single day to now only bringing in maybe 1 load a day to keep that sand replenished. With the sand we're recycling, we're able to bring it to the site where we separate it from the manure, wash it, and then wait for it to dry 3 days, and then take it back into the barns where the cows get to lay on it and be nice and comfortable.
We talk about how farmers are the original conservationists, because if they weren't, there wouldn't be a sixth generation on the farm. I was wondering if you could give us a history on the family farm, maybe when the first conservation practices started that led to you being on the farm.
So our farm started back in 1957, and we're really proud of how we've grown and how we've developed our, whether it's our crops, our cows. For example, we went from 120 cows to 1,800 cows about 25 years ago, and we're really excited about how that growth and that expansion has allowed us to not only provide for everybody in the family that is wanting to get involved on the farm, but also being able to provide now 75 jobs in our community. Today's farms really focusing on providing economic resources to your community, because we're providing that many jobs and that many people then going back into our community to continue to sustain it. Along with that, another example of how we're sustainable on our farm is our cows now produce more milk than they ever have before. And that's through different genetics. That's through their family history. We have the history records on all of our cows, so we're able to kind of watch how they've developed over time. And we're proud to say that our cows now produce about 100 pounds a day average.
Doing more with less. Farmers are among the first to adopt practices that reduce emissions, enrich the soil, and protect the water, all while producing more food, fiber, and fuel than ever before. Brooke Trustum along with us. She is the sixth generation on her family's dairy farm, Larson Acres, in Evansville, Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.